So this lecture is going to be about the very famous Neoplatonist, Plotinus, and the Neoplatonic cosmos. I'll begin with a quotation by the Jungian scholar, Erhard Prohgoff, who eloquently sums up the underlying premises of Platonic philosophy, and indeed of the Western esoteric traditions as a whole. He says, "There is a dimension of human experience which is not external to us, in the sense that it can be directly and tangibly grasped. Rather, it is within us. But the word within must be understood metaphorically. It reflects a depth in us as human beings, and also a depth of the universe. Perceiving one, we perceive the other." The philosopher Plotinus, who lived from 205 to 270 or 71 CE, is regarded as the first great Neoplatonist, although he would not have used that term, as it was only coined in the 18th century. He would certainly have seen himself as a follower of Plato, and he revived and elaborated upon the teachings of his master in Alexandria and Rome in the early years of the Christian era. Contemporary with the development of Hermeticism, which I will explore in the third of these lectures, Plotinian Neoplatonism provides a more purely philosophical complement to the direct spiritual revelations of the Hermetic texts. But by philosophy, we do not mean an abstract speculation or a logical analysis. Philosophy means a love of wisdom, and going back to Pythagoras, who was an inspirational source for Plato, philosophy was a way of life based on moderation, virtue, contemplation, and healthy regimes, which could raise the soul to recognize its innate divinity. For Plato and his followers, knowing how to live well and pursue the good in all things was the goal of philosophical education, and this journey would eventually take the student to knowledge of the One, the divine principle and source of creation. The Platonic path is a spiritual path of knowledge, or gnosis, where the soul of the practitioner may come to know its own immortality through a movement from rational discourse to the awakening of an intellectual intuition, a reconnection, to put in more modern terms, with an ultimate consciousness or ground of being. This itinerary is expressed in many forms, both within Plato's own collection of dialogues and in the voices of his followers, and may involve both contemplative and ritual practices. Plotinus plays a key role in the transmission of Platonism to the Christian West during the Renaissance, as his writings were translated into Latin and commented on by Marsilio Ficino in late 15th century Florence.